This really takes me back.
Stiff as a board.
That was the idea. Part baseball cap, part coffee can. General Ridgway wanted us to look sharp.
In the early 1950s, with cutbacks in military funding, the Army economized with one uniform for both combat and garrison duty. Army Chief of Staff General Matthew Ridgway disliked the sloppy look of cotton field caps. He issued official directives to stiffen the crown with cardboard or plastic inserts for a neater appearance. Soon, commercial block caps were produced, including spring-up models touted as fatigue caps that never show fatigue.
Look, after all these years, this old cap has kept its shape.
I've got to hang on to it.
The Ridgway fatigue cap, part of our American military heritage.
You're listening to AFN.
Bill Cohen. President Clinton has run out of tension with the Yugoslav president. Clinton now is asking for support for U.S. and NATO action in Kosovo.
NATO has warned President Milosevic to end his intransigence and repression or face military action. Our allies are strongly united behind this course. We are prepared to send a summer day to carry it out.
President made his appeal at a White House news conference after the Serbs failed to sign a peace agreement on Kosovo. The topic of secrets being leaked to China came up at the news conference. Clinton says he's confident the White House did all it could about a security breach at Los Alamos Nuclear Lab.
If there was espionage against the United States, I will be very upset about it, as I have been every time there has been. And anybody who committed it ought to be punished.
Clinton says the U.S. will maintain relations with China. The flight attendants at America West are preparing for random walkouts. But the campaign calls chaos, and it could leave up to 100,000 passengers stranded this weekend. The airline and the union met for a third day in Washington with mediators. If no agreement is reached by 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday, the flight attendants will strike. Our Wall Street is now closed down 94 points. We ran the week at 99.03. The government is investigating minivans made by Daimler Chrysler and some General Motors pickups because of a gas leak hazard. Side impact crashes could cause the gas tank leaks to spark fires.